Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think for this week, we need to focus on two important US economic data releases, both occurring within the last week, and I think having a huge impact on financial market performance, as well as our understanding of how the US economy is progressing. So the first data point is the US GDP performance for the first quarter this year. During the quarter, the economy declined by 0.3%, and obviously that has increased concerns about the US going into recession. So I think we need to unpack some of that detail. The second data point is the US employment numbers for the month of April, April being the first month in which you should start to see some impact of the recent tariff increases. Yet during the month, the U.S. added 177,000 jobs, exceeding market expectations. So I think it might be useful to unpack that. Not a lot of data in South Africa at the moment. Obviously, we're waiting for the third iteration of the national budget and to see whether the government is able to cut expenditure in the appropriate areas in order to avoid the increase in the VAT rate. Outside of that, the economy is clearly lacking momentum, but we're certainly hoping that the Reserve Bank will find a way to cut interest rates further. I think South Africa's inflation rate looks well under control. The currency's improved. We've had another reduction in the petrol price, and there has to be an opportunity to reduce interest rates further. But in the meantime, I think we should focus on the key US data released during the course of last week. As I mentioned in the introduction, the US economy declined by 0.3% in the first quarter of the year. And clearly that is a concern because in the prior quarters, the US economy was growing comfortably above 2%. So to go from plus 2% to minus 0.3 is clearly going to raise concerns that the US is heading towards a recession. However, if you unpack the data, that's not really what's occurring. What happened in the first quarter of the year was there was a massive increase in US imports. And those imports are really companies deciding to buy a lot more overseas in anticipation of tariffs increasing. So if we look at the imports of goods, that went up more than 50% quarter on quarter. So a massive increase in imports in order to try and avoid some of the tariff effect. Now, as soon as you increase imports, that's effectively a negative impact on the GDP performance. A lot of those imports obviously ended up going into inventories, so the level of inventories increased appreciably, and if you increase inventories, then you add into the GDP. But clearly, the increase in imports exceeded the increase in inventories, and so the net effect was a decline in US GDP. What I think is important is to look at the other components. For example, what was happening to consumer spending. And during the first quarter of the year, there was some moderation in consumer activity with growth of 1.8%. Now, that's still a decent outcome, but clearly consumer spending has been growing at more than 2% in recent quarters. So some slowdown in consumer activity. I suspect that relates to the lower level of confidence that has emerged within the US economy. In other words, as soon as households feel that jobs are not as secure, as soon as they feel that there's some economic or policy uncertainty, they tend to become a bit more hesitant. And that hesitancy tends to reflect then in a consumer's decision to buy less expensive goods. And in this case, a scaling back of purchase of motor vehicles, a scaling back of purchase of houses, and so that reveals itself as slightly less consumer activity. I don't think at this stage that it reflects an impending recession. Obviously, the US could go into recession, but during the course of the next quarter, I think what's going to happen is that US will import less, which then is a positive for the GDP, and obviously, the retailers will then run down inventory in order to satisfy demand. So that way they can avoid passing on price increases for a while longer. Now, at some point, if the tariffs aren't negotiated meaningfully lower, you are going to see an impact of tariffs in terms of pushing prices higher, and that may be damaging for the US economy over the medium term. But in the short term, it's clear that companies have tried to avoid the impact of the tariffs by simply stocking up ahead of the tariff increases. So I think we're going to have to wait a couple of months to see what the effect of tariffs are going to do to pricing, and then see how consumers react to those price increases. So I expect that in the next data release, the US economy will show stronger growth, that the fears around a recession will recede a little bit. But I've got to just sort of highlight a point of caution that we haven't yet really started to see the full impact of the tariffs on the US economy, and that may cause a lot of damage over a period of time. And so I wouldn't focus necessarily on the first quarter data as being an indicator of an impending recession, but equally, I wouldn't want to be too complacent to suggest that the US economy will continue to grow at a solid pace. So our expectation is you will see a meaningful slowdown in US economic growth. They've been growing, as I said, at above 2%. I think that growth rate approaches 1% during the course of this year. And I think that does reflect not necessarily an outright recession, but a negative effect of the policy uncertainty that the Trump administration has unleashed on the US economy. The second US topic we want to discuss is the employment data that was released on Friday for the month of April. I think the reason that's critical is that April represents the first month in which we should start to see the impact of the recent tariff increases by the Trump administration. But if I look at the employment numbers, the US added 177,000 jobs during the month. That's a decent outcome under any circumstance. The market was expecting an increase of only 138,000, so beating market expectations. And if I look at the other components within the employment report, they were all good. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 4.2%. There was a decent increase in wages, but not so much that would worry the Federal Reserve. And if we break down where those jobs were added, they were across a broad range of economic sectors. There has been a concern or a worry that the Doge effect would start to reduce government employment substantially and that would undermine the labor market report. Well, that didn't happen. In total, the government added jobs during the quarter. And if I look at where the private sector added jobs, it was broad-based. It was across a range of sectors, including the leisure industry. Now, we've seen a meaningful reduction in US tourism, and I suspect you'll see further reductions in the months ahead. But it doesn't seem to have had at this stage much of an impact on employment within that sector. And so if we're just looking at the employment data in isolation, it would suggest that the US economy is in good shape, the labor market's in good shape, and that the economy can continue to grow at a decent pace. If you break down the US economy into its key components, then, as we know, consumer spending represents more or less 70% of total economic activity. And so in order for the US to continue to perform at a reasonable growth rate, then what you need is the consumer to keep shopping effectively and for the labor market to keep adding jobs. If at any point the labor market starts to reduce employment and you start, instead of seeing plus 177,000, you see a reduction of, say, 50,000 jobs in the month, then clearly the US economy is heading towards a recession and the market would become extremely concerned about that. So the employment number is critical to the outcome of the US economy, especially under current circumstances. But so far, I can't see any weakness in the labor market, and there doesn't seem to be a hesitancy at this stage amongst US corporates to stop hiring or to start to reduce the cost of labor. Now, that may still materialize, so we've got to be careful about how we interpret the data. It's still entirely feasible that in the months ahead, corporates will become concerned about the strength of consumer spending and will start to cut employment. But so far, so good. And clearly, we've got to monitor this on an ongoing basis. We'll continue to watch the weekly jobless claims in particular. That'll give us an idea of if more people are filing for unemployment insurance. We need to watch some of the survey data around hiring expectations, etc. So there's a huge range of information that we monitor regarding the US labor market. But ultimately, the most important is the actual employment report that comes out once a month. And as I say, it beat market expectations. The market rallied on the back of that. And the US equity market has been in a recovery phase for the last 2 weeks, partly because the economic data hasn't worsened, and partly because the Trump administration appears to be rolling back some of their aggression on tariff increases. And we're hoping that in the next couple of days, couple of weeks, there will emerge a better negotiation between China and the US regarding the outlook for tariffs. Hope that makes some sense, and we'll chat again soon. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.